Let's turn to part 4. Part 4. You will hear a lecture on the paleontology of ancient birds. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming. Well, it's certainly an exciting time to be studying paleontology at the moment. As many of you may have heard on the news, there has been a discovery in Kazakhstan which questions our beliefs about what lived on the Earth 100 million years ago. Two bones which have been discovered in the desert belong to a huge bird named Samrukia Nisovi, that lived at the same time as dinosaurs. Up to now, paleontologists thought that dinosaurs and large birds did not live at the same time. Research suggested dinosaurs lived on the Earth first, died, and then large birds came along quite a long time after that. Until now, paleontologists thought that birds living alongside dinosaurs were only the size of chickens. So, how big was the bird? Well, the bones discovered are 27 centimeters long and are part of the bird's jaw, which means that its head was probably about 30 centimeters long. It's likely, then, that the bird was at least 3 meters tall and over 50 kilograms in weight. If the bird lived today, it would be bigger than an ostrich. This doesn't, of course, make it the biggest bird ever to have lived on Earth. The elephant bird of Madagascar, which was related to the ostrich, was much heavier, at around 500 kilograms. The giant moa of New Zealand was taller at nearly 4 meters, but neither of these birds are as old as the one found in Kazakhstan. There are many questions surrounding the recent discovery. The most significant one is, of course, could it fly? Unfortunately, as only the jaw bones have been discovered, it's impossible to answer that question. We just hope that more discoveries take place. If it did fly, the width of its wings was probably over 4 meters. I haven't mentioned yet that this isn't the first discovery of this kind. Another large bird, named Gargantuavis, that lived in southern France 70 million years ago, was discovered in the late 1990s. The discovery of Samrukia Nisovi proves unquestionably that large birds and dinosaurs lived side by side.
That is the end of part 4. You now have some time to check your answers.